Here with Craig Penny, head coach of the Wittenberg Track and Field Programs here on the Tiger Sports Network, taking a look at the 2010 indoor season for his Tigers. And first of all, Coach, thanks for taking some time with us. It's always exciting to be talking indoor track, a season that I know a lot of folks are looking forward to. And just based on numbers alone, it looks like a lot of Wittenberg students are looking forward to the track season as well.
Yeah, we have about 60 to 65 people involved in the program right now, which is probably more than they've ever had in the history of the program. A lot of that is due to the attitude, work ethic, and discipline these kids bring to the program, as well as the excitement that has developed over the few years that I've been here, changing the attitude and the culture. The kids want to be successful, and they bring that work ethic to the program every day. So our numbers are very good. There's a great amount of talent. The big question mark for us right now is developing that talent, and I think if that can occur here in the next couple weeks as we approach the conference meet in early March, we're going to make a real impact in the conference outcome.
You've had a couple of chances already to see some of your student-athletes compete. What's the assessment early on in the season, and where do you see the biggest need for development in the next couple of weeks?
Based on our performances to this point in time, we're about a month, month and a half ahead of where we were last year at this time, which is an outstanding attribute to our coaching staff and our athletes. And again, back to that discipline, that accountability, and that work ethic that they bring every day. The big thing that we have to continue to work on is presenting a positive attitude every day, challenging them every day to be better. And I think if we can do that, we're going to be pretty successful. Specific areas, we've got to work on our skill people, our jumpers, our throwers, and really develop the depth of our team in the middle distances and sprints.
First, looking at this women's program, because that's really where there is a tremendous amount of talent, especially in this youth movement that's really generated over the course of the last couple of years. It's a unique situation, Craig, when you take a look at it, because there aren't any seniors on this roster, and yet a lot of the sophomores have really stepped up into leadership role. Talk a little bit about that in terms of who's really providing some big-time leadership for your distance, your middle distance, sprints, hurdles, and in the throws.
Well, we did have Laura Shoemaker, a local young girl who was going to be a hurdler for us, but she suffered another foot injury. So as a senior, we're hoping that we can get her back at some point in time. But in her place, we have had Carrie Damiano step up and be a leader in the sprint group, along with Catherine Kerbitz. In the middle distance group, it's Darcy Dubeck and Samantha Iden. On the distance side, Mary Pfeiffer's really stepped up and done a nice job being leaders, role models, and presenting that positive attitude that you have to bring every day, because we are faced with a lot of challenge with no facilities, limited time, and things like that. So it's a real challenge for our leaders to really be positive and be role models and help those people, freshmen, sophomores, new to the program, really understand the challenges and how to deal with those on a daily basis. So they've done a great job. And those just a few that I can name, but everybody has really shown a lot of leadership and gone out and really prepared themselves for practice and competition. It's a tremendous team effort.
And it's not necessarily what they're saying in the pregame pep talk or any of that. It's more of a situation of going out there and doing it themselves. Actions speak louder than words in a lot of cases, and these athletes appear to exemplify that.
Yeah, they lead by example. They're not big rah-rah kids. They're not jumping up and down, screaming, hollering, getting in people's faces. They really just go about their business in a very positive manner. They set a role model for everybody. There's not a lot being said, but what is being said is by their actions, the way they perform, the way they go out and prepare on a daily basis speaks volumes about their attitude and their work ethic.
Certainly one of the exciting elements about this women's team, Coach, is the fact that you'll be filling up every event, and depth. You talked about the numbers already. Certainly one of the major attributes about this team. Talk about the fact that you're going to be filling up every event, and certainly in this conference, that's going to be a major benefit.
Yeah, we're a much better team than we were last year because we've brought in a great group of freshmen, people who we think can really step in and be contributors right away. We're going to have to count on those kids right away. So there's a major task ahead of them to be able to prepare for the conference meet. But, you know, they're freshmen, so you never know how they're going to perform week in and week out. But they bring, again, that solid attitude, and you can never replace that as a coach. That's one of the foundations that we like to build on. Is attitude and work ethic and accountability.
A couple of those freshmen have already made some major impacts on the track. Talk about a couple of those that you're looking to step up and make that immediate impact come the conference meet.
Number one person, obviously, if you've looked at results, is Whitney Goller. Right now, she's in the top 10 in the country in the 55-meter hurdles. She's real close to breaking the school record in the long jump. She's just a tremendous young lady to work with, a great student. Again, brings that work ethic to practice every day. But, you know, she's being pushed by a number of other freshmen, Leah Morin, Shauna Johnson in the sprints. Those kids are really challenging her to be better. The middle distances, Biz Goodbarn has really looked pretty solid at this point. A little bit of lack of experience, but again, it looks like she's gotten some confidence in that work ethic. On the distance side, we have Amy Stamen, Mary Swarrier, who look like they could be real solid additions as well. So, you know, still a lot of work to be done. It's a journey. It's a long journey. But you got to take those steps every day to get a little better.
And in the jumps and the vaults, there were areas last year where you had very few people. Now you've got two, three, four different people who are in each of those events.
Yeah, we're really really solid in the vault with Paige Lloyd, Kathleen, Kylie Bell, and Demi Davison there, Angie Hauser in the throws. Those people are going to have to step up and be accountable. But again, they have the skills. They have the tools. They have the work ethic. So we're going to count on them to really be college athletes here in the next couple months.
Shifting gears over to the men's program, certainly a freshman already making a major impact for you guys. But unlike the women's team, you have a couple of seniors who are going to be providing leadership. Tim, you are in the multi-events. Talk a little bit about the leadership you expect him to provide.
He's already put a stamp on this program. He's taken the leadership. He's a little more vocal than he's been in the past. He's setting a tone through, again, his work ethic, his desire and efforts to be the best decathlon kid in the conference. But he works hard at every event, and he's really taken the young guys under his wing and set an example for how they need to prepare both daily and in meets. So he's done a great job. So we're going to lean on him quite a bit. Jamar Guy, a junior, we're going to lean on to help us in the sprints. Kevin Frick in the distance events. Probably still trying to find that young man who can kind of step forward for us in those middle distance events to see who's going to be that group leader of that core and see what we can do about developing them.
And then in the throws and in the jumps, you've got really some tremendous depth. You've got a number of different young men who have really taken on a leadership role there. First of all, you've got a tremendous assistant coach in Melissa Jensen helping out with the throws. Talk about that group, because you've got more throwers than it seems like Wittenberg's had in quite some time.
Yeah, Melissa does a tremendous job with those people. They work their tail ends off in the weight room. They're in there throwing every day. They have really improved dramatically. They've really, again, grasped that approach of a daily work ethic, accountability, attitude. They want to get better. They're challenging each other every day to get better, either by an inch, a foot, 2 feet. They want to be the best that they can be on a daily basis. Coach Robinson's working with our sprinters. He does a great job. He's such an outstanding personality. He's got a demeanor that the kids just cherish, and he really knows his stuff. I lean on him quite a bit to help out. And then Ralph Bergdahl's back, and Ben Bradley are helping out with our distance group because we have such a large core of middle distance and distance. We've split that up a little bit to give them a little bit more time to give some individual attention to those kids. So it's really come together really well. Melissa leading the kind of the group with the whole getting those throwers off on the right foot, and then it just kind of filters down to everybody else. So, yeah, we feel really fortunate. We've got a great group of guys and girls who are really working hard.
Talking with head coach Craig Penny of the Wittenberg Track and Field Programs here on the Tiger Sports Network, heading towards the conference meet, which comes up the first weekend of March. Coach, it's really an interesting predicament this year because of the fact that you have such tremendous numbers, and with that, you've got people on different schedules, students coming in at 1 o'clock, some coming in at 6 o'clock. Certainly, it stretches you a little bit thin, but at the same time, it shows the commitment that these student-athletes have because they're fitting track and field in and around their busy academic schedules.
Yeah, it's a tribute to them. They want to be the best that they can be. They want to contribute. They want to make athletics a bigger part of their life and balance that with the academics. And as a head coach, we always emphasize the academics as the most important part of why they're at Wittenberg. And that exemplified by the fact that our teams are generally over a 3.0 But that is a reflection on their work ethic, their discipline, their flexibility. They will create time. They'll make time to come to practice because they want to be better.
The conference meet is a meet that in those relay events, you're going to need to see some depth. And it seems like on both the men's and women's sides, you're going to have one of the stronger programs in the conference in that department. Obviously, you can have a great individual here and there like Josh Colbert on the men's side, but you're going to need three, four, five, six different guys to step in each event in order to be able to be competitive and field those relay events.
Yeah, you know, one of the biggest things philosophically for me is we want to develop each one of our athletes to be the best because we can't have one or two people carrying our team. For whatever reason, if they get sick, hurt, or whatever, we've got to have some other people step up and kind of fill those voids and make it a little more competitive in terms of depth and being there challenging for those top spots. That's what's going to make us a championship team. Those people that can get us those thirds, fourths, fifths, and sixths in events, those are where you win championships.
You've got a couple of freshmen who look like they might step up on the men's side with the aforementioned Josh Colbert, David Kolakowski in the pole vault. Talk a little bit about them and then some of the other newcomers that you expect to make immediate impact.
Those guys, Josh and David, are very coachable. They want to be better. They want to be the best. I know that they've had their sights set on trying to get to the national meet, and that's all well and good. We've got to take those steps to get to that level, but they bring a good work ethic and a high level of energy to practice on a daily basis. Some of the other guys, Moses Mizabi from State College, really nice looking triple jumper. Ryan Clark, really fitting into the sprints. He's pushing Josh every day. So again, there's talent there, but talent can only go so far. We've got to really develop those people.
You talked about Coach Dennis Robinson, who's, like you said, very personable, very popular amongst the sprinters. He's battling with a disease with bone marrow, and obviously what's made news recently around the Tigerland was the fact that there was a bone marrow drive held on campus and at a couple of other locations. Clearly, it's very encouraging to see your track and field athletes stepping up to the plate when it comes to helping out a coach in need.
Yeah, it was something that was brought to my attention, and we didn't have any problem selling that to our kids, and they sold it to their parents. In fact, we had over 120-some people show up for the test them. I know at other venues in Findlay and in Columbus we had some things happen to expand the bone marrow testing program. So they have grasped onto Coach Robinson. He has just been a tremendous asset to me and to the team. These kids just love him. There's no question. They would do whatever they can to help this guy get through this challenging situation.
And, of course, as it always seems to be, track and field is one of the more active on campus when it comes to stuff like this, when it comes to being community involved. So encouraging for you as a head coach, not only is this team getting it done in the classroom, it appears, as well as on the track, but likewise doing some good things in the community as well.
Yeah, I think it's important that we reach out to the community. We want to reach out to the alumni. We want to bring back those people that had made this program what it was, and we want to continue to build that tradition for the future. So we're really trying to get out there and do a better job region-wise, nationwide, to embrace our alumni and develop and build this program on a national level.
And, of course, it doesn't hurt to see some of your athletes out running around town in the cold temperatures here during winter. You see Wittenberg jerseys all over the place because the folks are running around town all the time.
And, again, that speaks volumes about their dedication, their commitment to being the best that they can be. They are not deterred by weather, circumstances, situations, whatever. They will find whatever way possible to make themselves a little bit better.
Well, Coach, we certainly look forward to see how this team does in the upcoming North Coast Athletic Conference Championships, which come up on March 5th and 6th, and wish you the best of luck the rest of the way.
Well, really looking forward to the challenges that lie ahead. The next couple of weeks are going to be really big for us. We're hoping the weather will cooperate, but continue to follow the Tigers on the website, and alumni, get back in touch with us. Let us know what you're doing. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. It should be fun. I think we can make a big impact in the outcome of the conference championships.
That is head coach Craig Penny of the Wittenberg Tiger Track and Field Programs joining us here on the Tiger Sports Network.